Lou Anarumo was kind enough to join us in the trenches with Dave Lapham, brought to you by First Star Logistics after the draft. And boy, the first three picks of the draft, all defense. In total, four defensive players taken. The first three picks of the draft and the last pick of the draft. Two cornerbacks, an edge rusher, and a safety. And Lou Anarumo talks about the contributions they're going to make to this football team, talks about his defensive philosophy, how they're going to be incorporated in that. I'm telling you, Lou Anarumo is a coach that is as well respected in the National Football League for his packages and how he implements his players' skills to the highest level within those packages. He has a reputation for doing that that is as good as there is in the National Football League. You're going to like listening to Lou Anarumo. Thanks for tuning in the Trenches with Dave Lapham, brought to you by First Star Logistics, as always, coming to you from our outstanding studios. And we have a very, very special guest. We're excited about catching up with defensive coordinator Lou Anarumo after the Cincinnati Bengals went defense in the first three rounds of the draft, coach. Man, how'd you feel after that? And do you feel like you got obviously some pretty darn good football players?
Yeah, we're very excited with all three guys. You know, starting with Miles in the beginning of it, and you know, just gives us another. You can have, you know, my mind having never have enough rushers or corners, and you know, we addressed that in the first two picks, and you know, starts with Miles with the way he can rush and all he's done at Clemson, and big, tall, long, athletic, fast guy, great motor. Followed up by DJ in the second round, again another corner with speed and got some length to him, and then you know, we pick up a great safety. You know, Mr. Jordan Battle, who's played 4 years at Alabama and, you know, been through the wars down there and smart guy and, you know, looking forward to coaching all of them. They're terrific. And then at the end of the draft, we picked up another corner, DJ Ivy out of Miami. I was at that pro day. You know, he's a big, strong, athletic guy, ran fast. So we'll see.
Coach, it's amazing to me. The first three picks of the draft, Clemson, Michigan, Alabama. What are all three of those schools have in common? They all played in the college football playoffs. Mm. So you got big school programs that played at the highest level in those big school programs. That's kind of like what you guys are looking at. You're looking at, right? I mean, you're looking at guys that came out of successful programs that have leadership ability. A lot of them are captains. That's been very good to you, that thought process over the years here.
Yeah, for sure. It's certainly not going to be too big for any of these guys. They've all played, as you mentioned, in big games and the biggest part of college football and from some of the best all-time winningest programs in college football history. So, you know, we're excited not only to get the players and then you match it with where they're coming from and the type of games they've been involved with. It really can only help.
So Miles Murphy, obviously with that size speed ratio, a guy that's, 270 pounds or thereabouts and runs in the 4.5s. I mean, that's like, wow, that's crazy. He gives you position versatility too, doesn't he, coach? I mean, he can come off the edge. He can kick inside and rush at the nickel. And he mentioned that he'd taken pass drops, you know, as some of his responsibilities down at Clemson. So a kid with this kind of athletic ability, another chess piece for you on the big board, coach.
I think so. You know, he's shown a ton of flexibility, being able to move around and rushes from inside, outside. So looking forward to, you know, getting him here, working with him. And, you know, Marion Hobby, our D-line guy, does a tremendous job with those guys. So, you know, and all of our defensive assistants do. So getting those guys with our coaches as soon as possible, that's only going to help their development.
So you have a guy ran in the 4.5s on the edge, and then you have a DJ Turner who ran a 4.26, which is, oh my gosh. I mean, that's just incredible. Has he played any slot, coach, or is he pretty much an outside guy? Can he play in the slot?
He's done a little bit of that. Majority has been outside, but he has shown he can do some inside work at Michigan. So, you know, we'll see how it goes when we get him.
You know, these two guys, and speaking from experience as a you know, a teammate of defensive players that had this characteristic that I'm going to talk about is recoverability quickness and recoverability speed. You know, I remember seeing, you know, like a real good defensive ends we've had over the years. Maybe initially they get out of position, but they have such recoverability quickness, they'll get back into the area of the gap control responsibility they're supposed to be at, and no harm done. And, I mean, everybody's human. Everybody's going to get beaten every once in a while. But if you got recoverability speed to limit the damage, I mean, man, those are the guys that are so valuable. And both of these guys have recoverability quickness and recoverability speed, don't they?
Yeah, at all spots, which is so important, as you mentioned. You know, defensive players sometimes are going to get out of position, you know, because we're reacting to what the offense is doing. And the more speed you have to get back in place, then it just allows you to, to make a play.
And people look at it and they say, everybody says they're fast. I mean, these guys, though, as a coach, when you're a defensive coordinator and you look at your overall team speed and you're one of the upper echelon teams in the National Football League with that team speed, what does that do for you?
Well, I think, you know, it just allows us to limit the big plays and some of the catch and run plays that occur now in our league. It's not just throwing the ball over your head. A lot of these are 5-yard, 10-yard throws, and then the guys catch and turn up and go. You know, we've got some guys that can track some guys down now.
No doubt. No doubt about it. Let's talk about Jordan Battle out of Alabama at the safety position. I mean, you know, a lot of guys – okay, Murphy, people thought might go in the top half of the first round. You get him at 28. Turner, people, he was getting some first-round love, late first-round love, and people didn't expect him to be there necessarily at 60. You get one at 28, one at 60. Then Jordan Battle at 92. Man, that's like big time. Like you said, played a lot of games at Alabama, played for Saban. Saban's got a good bit of defense. I mean, he's very sophisticated, very multiple with what he expects his guys to do. This guy, watching him on tape, coach, he's like, he's making sure everybody's right. I mean, he's like, yeah, you're here. He knows everything about what everybody's doing, it looks like, watching his body language and everything. And he's got that versatility, right? He's in the box, some, he's deep, he's in the slot. He can do a lot for you, right?
No doubt. You know, no doubt about it. He's done it all on tape. And as you mentioned, comes from a great program, great coach, obviously. And he's a super smart guy. It's funny, he went to high school, St. Thomas Aquinas, where both my sons went to school. They were kind of, my youngest was there when he was a little older, and my oldest was there when Jordan was a little younger. So they were both at the same school at the same time, which is funny. But yeah, great kid, great family. Looking forward to get him here.
So did your sons get to know him? Did they just know of him, or?
Yeah, I don't know that, you know, they knew each other great, but yeah. I think they were in one class or something like that, but I'm not 100%.
So, but I don't think I've ever heard Coach Saban be so effusive in his praise of a player as he was about Jordan Battle. It was almost like he looked at him as an extension of the coaching staff on the football field. He had that much confidence and level of trust in the kid.
Yeah, there's no doubt. He said just what, when you listen to what he was saying, it's like, all right, coach on the field, you know, all those things you hear. And, you know, for Coach Saban to say that type of stuff, pretty impressive for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. So then you go with, as you mentioned, you go defense 28 and 60 and 92. And then the last pick of the draft at 246, DJ Ivy out of Miami, you know, another big program. Yeah. Give us a little rundown on DJ Ivy, what he brings to the table, coach.
Yeah, just height, weight, speed for sure. Great individual, great guy. Kind of played in spots at Miami. And I think we're getting a heck of an athlete, a heck of a guy that can help us on special teams. And we'll see when he comes in what he can do at the corner spot. You know, he's had some really good games. So we're hoping, his arrow is up.
Coach, it was amazing. As I was doing prep for the draft, people I talked to around the league, you know, that I've got confidence in, that I've talked to for years, talking about the Bengals. And they said, you know, going into this draft, the Cincinnati Bengals, in our estimation, when we projected 53-man roster, even before the draft, it's like I heard number one, I heard number two. The worst I heard was third best in the National Football League. Everybody has a real healthy dose of respect for how this football team has been put together and also, coach, how it's being coached. I mean, there was a lot of praise about how the players are being developed and being used and utilized in their systems. And man, so it's like now you go through another draft and you have a an opportunity to add on and to improve a little bit. Boy, that's got to be a real good feeling for you as a coach.
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's we've said it before, we'll say it again. You know, it starts with Zach and all the things that he's had us do, and how we go through it as an organization, and all the way down to the scouts, to ownership, and we're all on the same page, and that's a big reason why we've been successful.
So nobody has the exact same board, right? I mean, everybody has everybody runs different systems. Everybody has different expectations of the players within their system and everything goes along with it. But you, I know as an organization, between the scouts and the coaches and everybody's input, everybody puts a lot of time and effort into that board. Yeah. And you guys have stayed true to that board. I mean, that board is like gold. And through the course of this draft, it paid off dividends again, didn't it?
I think so. And I think Duke does a great job with that part of it. You know, again, as you mentioned, everybody puts in a ton of time from evaluation standpoint, no more than the scouts. I mean, those guys are all over it. And then, you know, we obviously watch it, watch our guys on defense, and then we give our opinions. And, you know, but again, Duke does a great job of staying in order and keeping it to where the grades are if it comes to, you know, a decision on, you know, one guy or another.
So, Coach, I know as we're doing this this interview here, you're in the process of the college free agency. I mean, there's probably been some agreement with players, but they still have to pass physicals and all that.
Yeah.
From what you're gathering at this point in time, you feel like there's also some contributors in that area as well, in college free agents potentially when you go to camp?
Yeah, you never know. I mean, I feel like we got some guys that can potentially help, but you know, we'll find out. Some things, you know, you'll like some guys running around in shorts in the spring, but right. We have to go play preseason games and guys have to get off blocks and tackle, and then you'll really know what you have.
And then the final component, Coach, the veteran free agency, the second phase of it, like the guys who the market was a little drier than they thought, they're still out there and they're looking for the best possible scenario. And hey, Cincinnati, man, they're on a roll. That's a If Cincinnati's interested, I got to sit up and talk a little, listen to what they're talking about here a little bit. Is there anybody out there potentially where you might be able to get a late signing to round out a position group, or you're pretty good shape, do you think?
I mean, I think we're in pretty good shape right now. You never want to say never to some of those things that you talk right. about, but I feel good about where we're at right now, for sure.
Yeah. So as you've evaluated, Coach, through the offseason here, What do you feel like you did best as a defensive football team last year?
I think when you we did a number of things statistically well, QBR against and things like that, scoring right. zone, all that stuff. But when you watch the cut-ups, you go back and watch the tape, you watch how our guys communicate, get lined up, recognize formations, and play smart football. That's what I'm most impressed with, and we've got to make sure we continue that going forward.
And then what would be the biggest objective? What is it trying to accumulate? Like you said, you can never have enough pass rush, enough pressure, enough sacks, all that sort of thing. Is that another goal?
Sure. Yeah. Always improving, you know, maybe again, from a numbers standpoint, didn't have as many sacks as we like, but we got great pressure on the quarterback, which forced, you know, quarterbacks into bad throws. So improving the sack numbers for sure. But also just, you know, we're going to have two new safeties out there and making sure that everybody's on the same page.
Yeah. That's going to be big. Talk about that a little bit, Coach. And I know we're running short on time here, but indoctrinating, you lose two great leaders on that back end.
Yeah.
Not only in terms of ability to play football, but all the other intangibles. How tough is it to replace both of those guys?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'd feel a lot worse if we didn't have guys like Jermaine Pratt, Logan, Mike Hilton, Cheeto, Cam Taylor-Britt now a year later. All those guys can, hey, this is kind of how we do things, and this is, you know, and Dax has been here for a year, so he knows. So I think if we didn't have those guys returning, I'd feel a lot worse, but I feel pretty good about where we're at and where Nick will come in and Dax will do a great job.
And then Dax and DJ being teammates at Michigan, that'll ease the guy's transition. What did Dax have to say about DJ, Coach?
Yeah, I was really super excited to get him here, and hell of a player, and was really excited when we drafted him.
Coach, I know you got a lot going on. Appreciate you stopping by and taking some time with us in a busy week after the draft. Congratulations on another successful draft. I mean, the team is on a heck of a roll, and you're doing a great job. Coach, I'm telling you, when you hear players now, man, I can't wait to get to Cincinnati and with Coach Lou Anarumo. Hmm. I mean, now the players are like, these college kids are like, yeah, man, Lou Anarumo. What's that feel like, Coach?
Huh? Well, as long as they keep saying nice things, I like it.
They're saying real nice things.
It's all good. It is all good.
And well-deserved and well-earned. Thanks so much for your time, sir.
Thanks, Lap. As always, appreciate it, man.
Have a good one.
See ya.
Dave Lapham here, and every day I am grateful for my experience to have played professional football. As a player, I realize self-motivation, leadership, and appreciating your teammates are key. At First Star Logistics, you can use those same attributes to create the life you want for you and your family. Build your future by working hard, like I did. You'll see results both on and off the field. Call First Star Logistics today and be part of our winning team. Opportunity knocking.